Hi, everyone, and welcome. I'm Megan Kellett, the Associate Site Editor at SearchSMBStorage.com. I'm here today with Greg Schulz, founder and senior analyst of the Storage IO Group, to talk about low-end business NAS systems. Hi, Greg, and thanks for being here with me today.
Hi, Megan. How are you? Glad to be with you today.
Great. So, Greg, last week, Netgear announced the ReadyNAS Pro desktop products for SMBs and remote offices, which is a fairly robust set of features for a small business-focused product. It comes with enterprise SATA drives, a 100-gigabit 12-month hybrid cloud archive subscription, and VMware, Microsoft Hyper-V, and data backup software certifications. They also support iSCSI. So what's the ideal use case for a system like this?
Megan, this is a category, a type of a product that's fitting into a very popular growing movement right now in the industry, which is generically, you say, focus for the SMB, but it's really pinpoint laser targeted at the mid-SMB down even into that small office type environment, maybe even some super users for their VM labs, their own test lab type environment, but also targeted for the work group, departmental, distributed type environments where in the past they couldn't have these sorts of systems. They had to use standalone single drives, drives within a server. In other words, they needed that functionality that was for the higher-end SMB where you normally see your NetApps, your HPs, your IBMs, the big giant systems. So where this really comes into is those environments that need shared storage, that need data sharing, sharing of files, sharing of videos, sharing of different content, but also need to have better data protection, better management capabilities. That's where this is fitting.
Okay. So who are Netgear's main competitors in this space?
Boy, Megan, this is a wide, wide open. In other words, you have a real diversity here. You've got Cisco Linksys. You've got Buffalo. You've got Dell with their Microsoft-based solutions. You've got D-Link. You've got Drobo. You've got the EMCI Omegas. You've got HP via Microsoft. You've got Intel. You got Lacy. You've got Overland Snap. You got QNAP. You got Seagate Black Armor, Synology, Western Digital, and many, many, many others. Megan, some of those are household names that you would expect to see in the upper SMB on into the mid environments, into the enterprise. But some of those vendors, like the EMCs, like the Dells, like the HPs, they've got solutions that do come down into this space, along with some others that you traditionally associate with that lower end of the SMB space. Their solutions are growing up.
And so, Greg, what features should you be looking for if you're using a low-end NAS system as a backup target?
Well, that's a key point you make there is as a backup target. First and foremost, it should be it should have that capability of protecting the data. In other words, these solutions, what's differentiating them from traditional products focused in this space, which typically have been maybe one, two disk drives in a small enclosure, is that these systems all have RAID. You know, RAID, that technology that supposedly everybody's declaring dead, but yet it's proliferating all the way down into the low end of the SMB, down into the SOHO, down into the consumer, into the actual consumer type space. So key basic functionality, RAID, some form of RAID for isolating when a disk drive should fail, providing that backup, providing that availability, but also capability multi-protocol, multi-interface capability. In other words, providing block-based access, so if your backup currently expects to see a block-based device, it supports it, but also file-based, NFS, NAS, SIPs capabilities, such that you have that choice, that option of backing up in different ways, in different type techniques, along with the associated management tools. But the key thing there, Megan, is what you mentioned is there are some attributes that are there for a backup, but then if you're also going to use that NAS device for your just general everyday storage sharing, then there's other capabilities, other functionality that you want to look for.
Okay. Now what about primary storage? What features are most important
there? Just builds right off of that, Megan, which is your RAID capability. In other words, some level of RAID, whether it's a RAID 5, striping with parity, whether it's a RAID 1 mirroring, a RAID 6, whatever it happens to be. But then you start to get into some extra functionality, certainly that multi-protocol support. So, for example, very common on these systems is support for iSCSI, so that you can do block storage for your Microsoft Exchange or your SQL servers, but also both NFS as well as SIPs. For a Unix-type environment, you'd use your NFS. For Windows-type environments, you'd be using your SIPs, maybe some combination. Some of these systems, Megan, actually even support Apple, either with an AFP or some add-on capability. So that whole notion of add-on or multi-protocol, multi-interface to give you that capability. But you're also seeing additional protocols, things like HTTP so that they can function as a web server, or HTTPS for secure web, or FTP servers, or BitTorrent, WebDAV, protocols that you normally don't associate with traditional block or file-based type, but effectively what we commonly hear as cloud-type protocols. Some of the things that are showing up, Megan, are snapshots. Some systems either come with either built-in or additional software that you install on one of your systems for doing syncs or replications, things like that. But what's really happening, what it's really coming down to, Megan, is functionality that not all that long ago was reserved for the higher end of the SMB or for even the enterprise are trickling down, I'll say enterprise-like, L-I-K-E, and that they're like what the enterprise has, but they're light, L-I-T-E, versions of what the enterprise has. In other words, they may not be as extensible. They may not have all the detail or the concurrency support, but guess what? They also don't have that price tag. And so consequently, I went out and bought one of these systems myself for my own business and looked at them, researched them, went to Amazon.com, and they're that easy to buy, they're that affordable, they're that functional.
Okay. Now, Greg, what happens when you outgrow this type of system? Are there typically clear upgrade paths to bigger systems? How does that work?
Megan, this is, it's like the enterprise in that you can buy systems that are based and designed solely around the tenant, or primarily around the tenant, I should say, of scaling. In other words, they're designed so you just keep adding to them. But then there's other systems that have a different design premise, that they have different feature functionality that once you hit a certain point, you buy another one, or you do some conversions, you do some upgrades. And that's how many of these solutions are, is that their value prop is ease of use, affordability, that as they fill up, you can either add drives to a certain extent, or you take out the existing drives, convert, put in new drives. But you know what? Some of these systems, Megan, are actually supporting expansion so that you can actually add, like the one I have, you can add extra drives to it. So you get to a certain point, fill it up. What happens then? Well, you either buy another one or you redeploy it. So what is my primary storage today for file sharing, data sharing, quick backup snapshots may eventually become my archive device, or it may get redeployed for some other application. Just like in the bigger environments, is some technology gets outgrown, but it may not have consumed its entire useful life, which means it gets redeployed. In other words, the hand-me-down type approach until it becomes cost prohibitive to keep that around. So these different solutions, they vary. Some can be expanded. Some have fixed expansion capability, but with the ability to support external drives.
All right, great. Well, those are all the questions I have for you today, Greg.
Okay.
All right, thank you. And for more information on low-end NAS systems for SMBs, you can visit searchsmbstorage.com.